So our next topic is about major and practical deal considerations for project-level M&A deals. And we have two speakers joining us, Charles Ciascio from KO Law PC out of Denver. He's a corporate partner there, and his practice focuses on business transactions, including mergers and acquisitions, debt and equity financings, and company formations. We also have with us Carson Haddo. He focuses his practice on project development and finance. He represents sponsors, utilities, financial institutions, and other investors in construction, financing, sale and acquisition of both renewable and traditional energy generation projects. Please join me in welcoming Charles and Carson.
Thank you, everyone. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. Well, welcome. We get the post-lunch slot, so I know you guys are going to be here full of energy, really excited. We'll try to bring some energy for you. Again, my name is Charles, and this is Carson, and what we're going to do today is walk through some M&A structures. We'll be sort of comparing and contrasting a little bit asset purchase agreements, membership interest purchase agreements, and build transfer agreements. It's going to be kind of kept high level, but even for those of you that are already experts in this field, how often do you get to spend 45 minutes just sort of thinking deeply about these things? So, use this time, engage your brain. Let's do it. I've already messed up. Hold on. No, that's good. That's right. Did we get it? Good. There we go. All right.
Hello. So when talking about M&A in the renewable space, there are, of course, traditional corporate and portfolio level transactions that look, broadly similar to more general corporate M&A in other industries. Obviously, they'll have a renewable and project-specific diligence component. But for this presentation, when Charles and I initially met to outline it, we talked about what we were going to present on, and we decided to focus on some single project M&A transactions that are more specifically used in the renewable energy space and maybe more of interest to this group. So we identified two separate buckets of single project transactions that we're going to focus on. APA / MIPA, which are slightly earlier stage transfers, and then build transfer agreements, or quote unquote BTAs, which, as some of you guys may know, it's kind of a purchase agreement and a construction contract kind of wrapped into one agreement, or sometimes two, but into one transaction.
And so at its core, right, we're always thinking about risk allocation here and what are we trying to accomplish with respect to risk allocation. On an APA or a MIPA, and, for those of you who aren't specifically M&A practitioners, right, APA, asset purchase agreement, MIPA, membership interest purchase agreement, the primary difference between those two, of course, are whether you're actually acquiring the entity itself or just the assets of the entity. But when it comes to, acquiring a project company, there really aren't the same kinds of issues as in other types of corporate M&A where, the company that you're acquiring would be, having employees and operations and things like that, right? So a little less of a difference between an APA and a MIPA than in other areas of M&A. But at its core, right, for the APA and the MIPA, the buyer, if it's extremely early stage, right, where one developer maybe is just taking the baton from another developer, at that point, it's really just sort of an acquisition of assets. A little bit later in stage, though, right, if you're trying to get to something more akin...